Blog Talk Radio.
I'll have to talk to somebody about using that theme. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Sludge Pit. It's officially time for the show. Yay!
So, let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby and have ourselves a treat.
Hello, everyone.
Actually, we'll be it's me and Danae tonight. Yay! Yeah, we'll definitely
snack
be talking
time.
About we'll be talking about the snack bar here pretty soon. So, what's been going on lately? Oh, good question, everybody. So, as you've noticed, I haven't been doing very many shows as of late. Same thing with Danae. We both have been pretty busy, but I actually have some pretty crazy stuff that's been going on. Crazy in a good way for a first. Usually it's crazy like I want to bang my head against the wall and, you know, throw a boulder. But this is actually really, really good stuff. So what has been going on? Well, I've actually been applying for jobs and positions with tech companies, and, well, I'm going to be moving pretty soon. So, I'm not going to say anything more than that because I still have to do a little bit of paperwork. And then after that paperwork, it's officially official. So I will be moving Sludge Industries fairly soon. So our shows for maybe another week or two may be kind of short, but after that, we're going to go right back to our usual two-hour length, hour to 2 hours, depending on the topic, and into live watches, and we're going to basically tighten things up a bit and come at you more air quotes professional, and definitely sounding better and getting the job done a little bit more efficient. So that's what we're going to be working. What's that?
It'll still be fun.
Yes, it'll absolutely be fun. And we're going to look into getting some guests. I have some, both Danae and I have guests in mind for what we're going to be doing here pretty soon. And we're going to be working on that. But like I said, I'm going to be moving and transitioning into something new. And I definitely need a little bit of time to get settled in. Like I said, so a little bit of shorter shows going on. And we've also been busy with some movies and stuff that we've been watching. So, Danae, did you want to go over your first film?
Sure. Well, first of all, last weekend I went to Rio Doce, New Mexico. That's about 3 hours from where I live. To this really, really nice hotel called Inn of the Mountain Gods. I went to a concert. I went to see Vixen live, and Vince Neil from Motley Crue. I had a really great time. First time I've ever seen both of them live. It was awesome. I want to go back. I would also, before I get into the wind, I would like to do some, unfortunately, RIPs. I think most everybody has known that Eddie Money and Rick Ocasek of the Cars have passed away, unfortunately. Rick, I think, was from a heart attack, and Eddie was from esophageal cancer. So, yeah, I love their music. I've been fans since I was a little kid. So rest in peace, guys. Rest in peace.
Yes, yeah, it's very sad. You are correct. Eddie Money did have stage 4 esophageal cancer that was spreading, and he passed from that. And I cannot pronounce the gentleman's name from the Cars. I do apologize. But
Rick,
yes,
Ocasek.
He also passed from. Yes,
Ocasek.
He passed from. Yeah, he passed from a heart attack also. And, you know, talking about festivals and stuff, over this past weekend, I went to the drive-in Super Monsterama, which we'll talk about later. And my voice sounds a little bit rough. I am still recovering from a bit of a sick that I had last weekend to this week. sinus infection, bronchitis, pretty much everything but strep. So if I sound worse for wear, that's the reason why. All right, so tell us about the wind, Danae.
Okay, the wind is a 2019 horror film. It was made 2018, but released in 2019. It's about a frontier couple. The woman has been left alone a lot, and plus they're like the only, until another couple arrives, they're the only two people on the prairie. And she starts experiencing a demonic presence. And, of course, it never happens when her husband's around, so he doesn't believe her. And the paranoia starts to infect the wife of the other couple, and her husband doesn't believe her either. So it's, we don't know if it's the isolation and the fact that the two women were already vulnerable or if there actually is something out there. And even by, and I'm not really giving away a spoiler, but even by the end, you're really not sure. And, you know, sometimes an ambiguous ending can drive me nuts, but sometimes I kind of like it. Like the end of the original Black Christmas, where you're not exactly sure what happened to the final girl. I found it very intriguing. It was very well acted. It was very suspenseful. But the thing about it is, it's kind of like The Witch. It's very slow, only unlike The Witch, it's also nonlinear, which means there's flashbacks that keep going back and forth, and they don't have title cards that say 4 years ago, present day, 2 years ago, present day. So you just, once you kind of figure out what's going on, you kind of know when is a flashback and when is present day. And it can be kind of confusing. I never really used to like nonlinear films, but I'm getting more used to them. It's what you would call an art house horror film. Now, this is not to be confused with this really crappy movie that came out in the late 90s. Early 2000s, called The Wind. Yeah, that was terrible. It's called The Wind, and it blew. No, let's not get confused with this one. This is well acted, well written. Even though it is slow, there's things going on that actually build up to the tension, and man, when stuff happens, though, it happens. I mean, it is scary. It's there's some scenes that are pretty graphic. I don't normally like to give trigger warnings, but I am going to say this. If you have had any experience with miscarriages or stillbirths, I would not watch this. That's all I'm really going to say. I mean, nothing is really shown. It's just, you okay?
Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm okay.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No,
nothing
I'm
really
okay.
Shown, but it's just the idea, you know, that, and it's very disturbing and sad. So I just want to give people who have a problem with that heads up on that.
I
highly recommend The Wind. I got it from Netflix DVD service, but you could probably find it on Amazon, maybe Hulu, Redbox, if you are fortunate to have any video rental places in town, I would definitely go rent The Wind.
Very
have
cool.
You seen it, Eric?
It's- I have not seen it yet. I heard from multiple sources and the best reviewer that I know, which is you, that it was very, very good. So I'll definitely check it out. You're very welcome. Yeah.
And so I felt that these reviews aren't very eloquent. They weren't planned. Eric's just like, well, I mentioned them in our chat, and when he just said, well, do you want to give a quick review of it? And I said, sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, one thing we're going to be working on for future shows is better planning. And that's actually on me because of how crazy, like I said, life has been. And, you know, well, I have some plans and some ideas that I'm going to be able to pull off. I think it's going to take a little bit of time to figure out how to do these things, but we're definitely going to.
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you again.
That's part of our dynamic. Go right ahead. It's okay.
Well, actually, a friend of mine who's a trained counselor, she actually told me what that is. And she's like, you're not being rude. I'm like, well, I don't mean to be. She says, well, you're not being rude intentionally or not. It's your adult ADD. You get a thought in your head, you speak it out, you jump from one subject to the other, but you're able to go back to the previous subject. She says, that's just your ADD. So.
Yeah, so this weekend, I literally just got back from the Pennsylvania area at around 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock this afternoon. I've been doing stuff around here at the house. I went to the drive-in Super Monsterama. It was the Spanish Horror Weekend, and there were 8 movies that we went through. Frankenstein's Bloody Terror, Dracula's Great Love, The Vampire's Night Orgy, The Dracula Saga, The Living Dead, The Manchester Morgue, Night of the Seagulls, The Craving, and Graveyard of Horror. Now, I'm not going to review every single one of these movies for you right now, but there's actually one I want to pull out right now and just put some words out there about it that you shouldn't bother with it. Because the name is extremely, extremely misleading. That would be The Vampire's Night Orgy. Okay. Number one.
I take it no orgies were had in this film?
Actually, that was going to be my number two. But yes, that's number one. No orgies were had in this film, number one. Number two, there was like no nudity whatsoever. Number three, which that's not necessarily a bad thing, but I'm just saying for the title like that, you'd expect, you know, something like, hey now, but there was nothing like that.
Oh, yeah. Boobies.
Not even those. There was nothing. And another thing is you really couldn't tell if these were vampires or cannibals. But there was one thing, person, lady, thing, possibly, that could have been a vampire. And there were scenes in this flick that just were there for no reason, that plotted along, that had this hyper, extremely jazzy, absolutely batshit annoying jazz music. I mean, jazz, when it's like blurting, blah, 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 and then nothing happened is ridiculous. So, Vampire's Night Orgy is not really a suggestible film. It's there because it's, you know, part of Spanish horror. It's just a little, I was waiting several years to actually see this movie. It's been on my to watch list, and I was very disappointed. But it did make for one hell of a fun ride at the drive-in because everybody was making fun of it all the way through. If you've had like six, let's say 300 people MST3K-ing a movie at once, that's fun. And that's exactly what happened with Vampire's Night Orgy.
Is that the one where this bus full of tourists breaks down in this town that's full of supposed vampires?
Yes, I've seen it.
And I have seen it. And
yes.
I guess it wasn't very good if I don't remember much. I think it's on one of my Mill Creek collections, actually.
Yes, it is. It's like, I think it's on like 9 to 100 of them. Not exact numbers. That's an estimation for everybody. So, yeah. that, and also another one is that I would like to pop in with. This is going to be a really short talk about Graveyard of Horror. Graveyard of Horror is Spanish. I have no idea what this movie was about because within the first 20 minutes, I want to say, it lost me and I was playing on my phone. There is a lizard monster, supposedly, lizard mad monster, supposedly in a cemetery or a graveyard. And things happen and people disappear. And that's it.
I've seen the poster.
The poster looks cool, but the movie is just, it's very meandering. That's a little bit of an issue with this movie. It's actually a big issue. It just kind of meanders. It's just like, okay, we're over here now. What happened? Nothing. Why are we here? I don't know. Do you know why we're here? Oh, yeah, we've got to look for something. Was it the lizard guy? No, it's a tree. No. But I'll tell you, it was an absolute under blast at the drive-in. You know, when you watch something silly like this, like these movies, if you watch them alone, you might get bored. But if you watch, let's say you've got a group of friends, some good snacks, and you watch The Vampire's Night Orgy along with Graveyard of Horror, and you just unleash jokes on these two, it's fun. You would have a really, really good time. So I would definitely suggest watching in a group. Or to drive
in. It's like watching those YouTube channels of like Dark Corner Reviews and Dudes of Con Reviews and Good Bad Flicks where they do those recaps with the commentary. Only you're sitting through the whole thing, so you better have several people with you.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, a lot of these movies go by different names. Like, for example, Living Dead in Manchester Morgue is also known as Let Sleeping Corpses Lie. The Craving has got, like, several different titles. And this is not the 90s movie, The Craving with the Vampires. This is a early 80s film with Paul Naschy. It's also known as Night of the Werewolf. You know, it's got like five different titles. And honestly, it was a really, really good movie because it's almost like a best of type flick where it's like three separate movie plots put into one. So it's pretty much nonstop and it's really cool. And Paul Naschy is one Naschy ass werewolf. See what I did there? Oh yeah, he's like body slamming.
Come back next
he's
week.
He's like body slamming. Body
right
slamming
down.
And suplex. Yeah, he's like body slamming and suplexing women vampires through coffins and stuff. It's like, oh my god, this is nuts. Yeah. So
wait a minute, is this the one where they revive Elizabeth Bathory?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I've seen that one. And it was not under the title The Craving. I think it was under Night of the Werewolf.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's a fun movie. You actually feel bad for Waldemar Daninsky, the character that Paul Naschy plays, the main character, the main werewolf.
Great. I mean, every time, once the guy's at peace, he gets revived. Then he has to find a woman to fall in love with him, is willing to stab him with a silver cross. He just can't catch a break.
Yeah, so that's a poor guy. It's either heartache or heart stabbed.
And I complain about my love life.
Yeah, I'd rather have no love life than get stabbed every other weekend with a silver crucifix.
Me too.
Yeesh. That's got to be a real pain in the chest.
Bum 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 bum. Well, you know how a lot of times when you break up with somebody and you always say they stabbed you in the heart? Well, in this case, they really did stab him in the heart.
Yes, they do. Oh, and one more thing. Night of the Seagulls is actually a Blind Dead movie. So if you've never seen The Blind Dead.
I love that one.
The Blind Dead are these ex-Templar knights who turn demonic or whatever. And basically they are extremely old, dead, and rotted. They ride horses in slow motion, and they feed off the blood of the innocent. And it's quite good. Very atmospheric. And the thing is about some Spanish horror films is that they kind of meander a bit. Sometimes they just kind of like, okay, nothing's happening. But that's the way that Spanish films were made in the time that these movies were actually produced. So if you're willing to sit through, you know, a little bit of, okay, nothing's happening, you're in for a quality ride, seriously. Because some of these movies are extremely good. They're well put together. The music and sound on these movies is really, really good, too. So definitely check out all these movies that you can. Some of them are available on YouTube. You can buy some of them on Amazon. There's too many to go into specific details about where you can get them. But trust me, if you open your eyes and you do a Google search, you can find them.
They're also kind of rapey.
What's that?
They're also rapey.
I mean,
it's not the focal point of the films that they were. I couldn't watch them, but there is at least one. There's like five movies in the series, and there's at least one rape or at least one woman getting slapped around during these. I'm not trying to go all SJW on y'all. I just want to give y'all a heads up.
Yep, that is a very true, valid point.
Me, I'm just a deviant. I'll watch them anyway.
Yeah. So, just keep that in mind. Also, there is a
It was a different time, folks.
It was a different time, and yes, there is a bit of a higher dosage of violence in some of these movies. But yeah, I really, really had a blast. I got to see a lot of people I know. Some Monster Bash buddies were actually there too. They surprised me Saturday evening when they came in. Ron Adams and crew were there from Monster Bash with a lot of cool stuff for sale. And I came back with a couple Blu-rays, which was cool. And all of our older listeners, if you really, really like those old comic books from the 60s and 70s, also Famous Monsters magazine, I was able to get a resin sculpture. It's about, I want to say, 8 to 10 inches tall, of the Moon Monster, which you could order a poster of back in the 60s and 70s from magazines like Famous Monsters. So I'm going to eventually... Yeah, it's really, really neat. So when I get some time, I'm actually going to buff it up a little bit, smooth it out, paint it. Hopefully by the time June of next year rolls around. So we're going to get that all figured out. But right now, that project's on hold. A couple other things are on hold. Like I said, I'm moving. So we're going to be doing just some short shows here and there. But when things settle down, Danae and I are going to rock your ears with awesomeness and fun. That is for sure.
Definitely.
So is there anything you wanted to add in?
Oh, I wanted to talk briefly about hardware.
Yes. Go for it.
Hardware is... I don't really want to call it a cult classic because I don't really hear a lot of people talk a lot about it. It is a sci-fi, I guess you could say sci-fi horror film from 1990. It stars Dylan McDermott and Stacey Travis. It also had an Irish character actually named John Lynch, who... character shade was kind of funny but kind of useless. Anyway, it's about, it takes place in the distant future. There's been some kind of nuclear apocalypse. The air is full of radiation. You have to, like, really cover yourself if you want to go outside. It's basically, because of what's going on, it's basically a police state. It's under a military dictatorship. And Dylan McDermott plays, they call him a space marine. But when he's home from his tour of duty, he goes out and scavenges remnants of the war and mechanical parts and stuff, and sells them. Well, one of the things that he collects is he buys it off of another scavenger. It's body parts of a military robot, and it's called the Mark 13, not Mach 13. I thought it was Mach at first, but it's Mark. And where they got the name from is the verse in the Bible, Mark 13, that says, "No flesh shall be spared." And let me tell you something, no flesh is spared in this. He sells it, he gives it to his girlfriend, who's a metal artist, and it manages to reassemble itself and go on a rampage. And I mean, this thing, it has these needles where it'll inject a drug in you, but it also has a drill, it has a saw. I mean, this thing is bad. I mean, he makes the Terminator look like a puppy dog. But I mean, there's eye gouging in this, there's a couple of uncomfortable times where the drill almost goes in between a lady's legs. It doesn't, thank God. There's also a real pervy guy in there who likes to spy on the girlfriend and the boy and the guy when they have sex, and he gets his peeping eyes drilled out, which that part I liked because this guy was a real creep. But yeah, like I said, excellent. I'm rambling because I wasn't prepared for this, but I remember seeing I'm a little late to the party, a lot late to the party. I saw bits and pieces of this on the movie channels not too long after it came out, and I don't know why, I just never really watched the whole thing, so I just recently got the Blue from Netflix DVD rental, and I didn't like it as much as I thought I was going to, but it was actually pretty entertaining. I don't know if I'd own it, but I would watch it again, and I would definitely recommend that people give it a try. Have you seen it, Eric?
Oh, I've seen it multiple times. I liked it. I was very brutal when it came to the violence level, but it was also very musically inclined. It had music from Ministry, Gwar, I think Nine Inch Nails. I may be wrong with Nine Inch Nails, but it was like, you know, the 90s metal industrial music. It was really cool.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention the soundtrack. Thank you. And guess who cameos as a cab driver? Remember that? Lemmy.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah.
Lemmy from Motorhead. And the funny thing, when he asked his passengers, "Would you like to hear some music?" They're like, "Sure." He puts on Ace of Spades, the Motorhead song.
Yes, very good. Yeah.
Oh, and
really,
also
really...
Iggy Pop, you didn't see him, but Iggy Pop was the voice of the DJ, Angry Bob.
Yep. I really enjoyed Hardware. I remember how I actually got the double disc version of Hardware. I was at Monster Bash, I would say a few years ago, and one of the vendors over there, sells a magazine called Scream, S-C-R-E-E-M. And he was doing these grab bags. It's like, you know, $20 for a grab bag. He got DVDs, Blu-rays, a couple of back issues of Scream magazine. And in one of the bags, I got the double disc version of Hardware on DVD.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa. It's, and there's a couple other things in there. I think they still have a really, really old version of the Bird of the Crystal Plumage that came with that in that bag. But anyway, yeah, that's how I was able to see Hardware the first time. And I think the guy who made Hardware also did Razorback and Dust Devil.
He did Dust Devil, Richard Stanley. I don't know about Razorback, but he did do Dust Devil. And those are two movies that I still haven't seen yet. I tried to watch Dust Devil one time when it first came out on VHS, but it was very hard to follow. And I found out later that there were several different versions of it.
Ah, I see. Yeah, I heard it was good. I'm actually pulling up the information for Razorback right now. Let's see here.
Actually, I think, no, don't tell me, let me guess. I think Russell McKay directed Razorback.
Yes, you are correct.
He was a video, music video director.
Yep, Russell McKay. Yep, so that was my mistake, is they actually had nothing to do with each other.
Well, you know, you could have been right just as easily.
That's true. You know, a lot of Australian film at the time had this really cool dreamlike thing going on with the imagery, use of lights, camera position, sound.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know, Hardware was more like a nightmare, but still, it was just really cool time period.
Richard Stanley is actually South African, I believe. I think.
Okay.
Well, I know that Dust Devil is a South African movie.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I'm so tired.
To do again.
That's fine. I am so tired that I don't even know where I am. So expect me to know what continent people come from. I don't remember. That's okay.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I'm a pop culture. I won't say extra. I'll say enthusiast. I'm a pop culture enthusiast, and I can't even say the word. I just pop these things out. I'm not trying to be a know-it-all.
No, don't you apologize. I'd rather I be corrected and in the absolute true information gets out there instead of something I make a boo-boo about. So there. So don't you worry about it. Okay. On that note, I will be, if anybody's paying attention out there still to the ramblings of a really, really tired person and his awesome partner. Sorry. I know.
Thank you.
That was a little bit off.
You're awesome,
welcome.
Too.
Thank you. I will be posting, actually, I will be tomorrow, after some paperwork is done, I will be making an official announcement on the Sludge Industries Facebook page, and a video will be popping out on the Sludge Industries YouTube channel about what exactly is going on and what an idea for some plans for my future. And how things are going to be affected temporarily until life settles down. So that's coming out soon. And also keep your eyes and ears peeled to Deviant Legion on Facebook and here on the world, on the crazy place that's called the Interwebs, for more shows. And we'll be coming up with some pretty awesome stuff here pretty soon. So stay tuned, everybody. And I think that's about it, because I'm about ready to take a nap.
It's nap time.
Oh, yeah. Nap time till tomorrow morning. All right.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Snack time.
Oh, snack time. There. Yeah, I'm getting pretty hungry, too. Well, Danae, thank you so much for everything this evening and everything always.
Well,
and I appreciate everybody listening. You're welcome. So, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Where's that daggum foghorn? Spooky, get off the button, man. I love you. Get off the button. Good night, everybody.